Mrs. Rachel Lynde lived just where the Avonlea main road dipped down into a little hollow, traversed by a brook. She was one of those capable creatures who can manage their own concerns and those of other folks into the bargain. Since Avonlea occupied a little triangular peninsula, jutting out into the Gulf of St. Lawrence, with water on two sides of it, anybody who went out of it or into it had to pass over that hill road, and so run the unseen gauntlet of Mrs. Rachel's all-seeing eye. She was sitting there one afternoon in early June when Matthew Cuthbert came by, placidly driving over the hollow and up the hill. Moreover, he wore his best suit of clothes, which was plain proof that he was going out of Avonlea, and he had the buggy and the sorrel mare, which betokened that he was going a considerable distance. Now, where was Matthew Cuthbert going, and why was he going there? Had it been any other man in Avonlea, Mrs. Rachel might have given a pretty good guess as to both questions. But Matthew was the shyest man alive, and so rarely went from home that it must be something pressing and unusual which was taking him.
"I'll just step over to Green Gables after tea and find out from Marilla where he's gone and why," the worthy woman finally concluded. "I won't know a minute's peace of mind until I know."
Green Gables, where the Cuthberts lived, was a quarter of a mile up the road and barely visible from the main road, along which all the other Avonlea houses were so sociably situated.
"It's no wonder Matthew and Marilla are both a little odd, living away back here by themselves," said Mrs. Rachel to herself, as she stepped into the backyard of Green Gables.
Marilla Cuthbert sat at the kitchen table, knitting, and the table behind her was laid for supper.
"Good evening, Rachel," Marilla said briskly. "Won't you sit down? How are all your folks?"
"We're all pretty well," said Mrs. Rachel. "I was kind of afraid you weren't, though, when I saw Matthew starting off today. I thought maybe he was going to the doctor's."
"Oh, no, I'm quite well, although I had a bad headache yesterday," Marilla said. "Matthew went to Bright River. We're getting a little boy from an orphan asylum in Nova Scotia, and he's coming on the train tonight."
"Are you in earnest, Marilla?" demanded Mrs. Rachel.
"Yes, of course," said Marilla.
"What on earth put such a notion into your head?"
"Well, we've been thinking about it for some time. All winter, in fact. Mrs. Alexander Spencer was up here one day, and she said she was going to get a little girl in the spring. So Matthew and I have talked it over off and on ever since. We thought we'd get a boy. Matthew isn't so spry as he once was. His heart troubles him a good deal. So we decided to ask Mrs. Spencer to pick us out a boy when she went over to get her little girl. We had a telegram from Mrs. Spencer today saying they were coming on the 5:30 train tonight. So Matthew went to Bright River to meet him."
"Well, Marilla," said Mrs. Rachel, "I'll just tell you plain that I think you're doing a mighty foolish thing. A risky thing, that's what. You're bringing a strange child into your home, and you don't know a single thing about him. Why, only last week I read in the paper how a man and his wife up west took a boy out of an orphan asylum, and he set fire to the house and nearly burnt them to a crisp in their beds. If you had asked my advice in the matter, I'd have said for mercy's sake not to think of such a thing, that's what."
Marilla knitted steadily on.
"I don't deny there's something in what you say, Rachel, but Matthew was terrible set on it. And as for the risk, there's risks in pretty near everything a body does in this world. There's risks in people's having children of their own, if it comes to that. They don't always turn out well."
"Well, I hope it will turn out all right," said Mrs. Rachel. "Only don't say I didn't warn you if he burns Green Gables down or puts strychnine in the well. I heard of a case over in New Brunswick where an orphan asylum child did that, and the whole family died in fear."